Let's go.
This is the Training Camp Review Podcast from Patriots.com.
Tempo in out of the huddle.
The Training Camp Review Podcast is your daily source for all the news from Patriots Training Camp. Couldn't make it to the Patriots practice? Don't worry. The writers of Patriots Football Weekly have you covered. Well, maybe not Fred.
It's supposed to be hot. Supposed to be tough. The NFL. It's training camp.
Now, here to review today's practice, the writers of PFW.
Quick turnaround for us here at PFW. Eric Scalavino, Paul Perillo, Andy Hart. We just finished the 22nd practice of Patriots training camp. The third one, with the Saints, leading up to tomorrow night's preseason opener here at Gillette Stadium against the defending Super Bowl champions. It was ironic, Paul, because yesterday was full pads, full speed, a lot of contact. The morning was a little bit less chippy than the afternoon, but today they had full pads on again, but it was more of a walkthrough setting, I felt like. Yet there were a lot more opportunities for some heated moments, especially when the punt teams got together. I thought that was kind of ironic.
Yeah, I thought it was definitely a walkthrough. It was a little bit of a quicker paced walkthrough than maybe, you know, the typical one that we talk about. And I think I totally agree with your characterization. There was definitely, especially during the punt work, the vice guys and the gunners really went at it. There was, you know, at times a lot of pushing and shoving, guys getting knocked to the ground, guys taking swings. And I think that what happens yesterday, it was pretty live. It was, you know, there was full contact, and guys were expecting to get hit. I think today was one of those days that some guys were sort of going a little bit harder than others.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that kind of led to, you know, some of those
some people taking it a little bit more aggressively than expected.
When they started off, they did some offense and defense team periods. There didn't seem to be anything going on. All of a sudden, you know, they're doing that punt work, and this, you know, the vice guys are really trying to hold up the gunners, and they didn't like it on both sides. There was a lot of pushing and shoving. Mm. So I think that probably led to some of it. I think the pace today, I think the players probably didn't think of as being anywhere near what it was yesterday. And at times, you know, some intensity crept into the workout.
It was good to see, though. It was good to see that spirit that it just, you know, kept it going.
Well, it was also one of those things. It actually started yesterday. The gunners and vice guys were going at it yesterday. I'm assuming it was the same bodies. I didn't list all of them.
Yeah.
And some of it was taking place on the sidelines, obviously, where the gunners line up. So the Saints are seeing their guys versus the Patriot guy kind of on an island out there. And the Patriots, same. The sidelines were getting into it. It was like one of those.
I don't want to mock the players,
but it was one of those little battles where kind of the Mosses and Bradys of the world get a chance to really cheer on Sergio Brown and these guys that are really fighting to make the team. And I think that only fuels it. Once you get the sideline chatter on either side, it's kind of.
And you have to step up.
Lifts the level of intensity. And it was one of those interesting, again, we've talked about it before, little interesting things you see if you come to training camp that you don't really see any other time.
See and hear.
Right.
Because it's quiet enough during practice among the fans that you can pick up, you know, audibly far across, even on the second field a lot of times, what's being said. Whereas in a game situation, you've got music during breaks and other.
And you're watching a punt that counts, that's real. You have, you know, Reggie Bush back deep. It could change the complexion of a game. You might not notice a gunner and a wedge guy going at it on the sideline and the gunner getting driven into the bench and pancaked. You know, on TV, you'll get a replay, but in person, it's a little different here.
Right. Yeah. A couple of quick little injury updates from yesterday evening till today. We saw a player we eventually confirmed, Marcus Morrell, getting carted off at yesterday's practice. He was back on the field today. Bill was asked
about him. Welker, this is the true miracle.
Bill was asked about him at the very tail end of his press conference today, and Bill kind of said, oh, yeah, we expect him to be out there.
There was a report.
And he was out
just
there.
Just a sentence in the Boston Herald today. I didn't read the other paper, so I apologize if everybody had it. That just said that he was dealing with heat-related issues and was expected to be back out there. Now,
it's still weird.
It's odd to me that he would be carted off.
If you're carted off, I would think you would at least need some IVs be an issue.
Well, we did kind of.
Hopefully, they dodged a bullet.
I can't remember exactly, but I remember last year Logan Mankins had heat exhaustion. He actually was doing a lap and he sort of fell to the ground, and the trainers took. And I don't think he missed any practices thereafter. I could be wrong, but. Similar type situation, perhaps.
How did he leave the field?
He was taken off, I believe, on a cart.
I just That's the part of it that I find interesting.
Yeah, I don't remember a lot of Cardiff.
Because I've seen a lot of guys deal with heat-related issues in the past. Listen, it's hot here.
You Gatorade, contrary to the New Orleans Saints, come over with the towels and all that.
Yeah, I mean, contrary to how the New Orleans Saints feel, it's been hot and it's been very humid lately. Yesterday especially.
Today was a lot
better. A little bit more mild.
A little bit drier today. But yesterday was very humid. And we've seen guys deal with that. But I haven't seen a lot of guys get carted off and immediately come back.
Right.
So hopefully they dodged a bullet there, and Morrell is still in the picture.
Now, I will say I don't want to say lost any job or anything, but Jermaine Cunningham was lined up again opposite Tully Bantakane in those kind of early reps. It was tough to tell what they were, you know, doing, the groupings.
Yeah.
They had a various
and I really tried to get a read on that because there was so many different personnel groupings, and it looked like there was some dime stuff at the start.
Yeah.
And that's when Cunningham was in there. Then it looked like later they were in what we thought was a base, and Morrell was in there.
Right.
So take that for whatever
it's
worth. Kind
of like Jimmy Sanders and the safeties. There clearly seems to be some pass defenses, some run or base defenses. Tough to get a gauge on.
The other thing that was a little tough to get a gauge on was the status of Sebastian Vollmer, because we saw yesterday he didn't take part in the live team drills, was standing on the sideline, as we discussed yesterday on the podcast, kind of like Steve Neal a couple of weeks ago, where he was dressed, took part in other things in practice, but when that period came, didn't, and then Neal ended up missing the next practice or two. Vollmer, same thing yesterday, only he was suited up again in full pads, but because there wasn't any real, you know, live engaging of the two lines during the team period, it's hard to tell whether or not there was anything lingering.
I mean,
he was out there doing stuff.
He was a full
stuff.
Participant today.
So
right
you can kind of take that as sort of good news progression as we get into the
I think he was
the preseason.
He might have been another Heat guy for all we know. It was hot yesterday. Again, despite what the Saints said, it was hot yesterday.
Yeah, and that's more of what I think of.
Right.
Guy is,
you can't
is
finish
affected
the drills.
By the heat. You got to sit out for a few
You drag
plays.
Your butt off the field, have a few Gatorades in the locker room, and get back out there the next day. But it's obviously good news because, you know, the immediate thought yesterday was a guy gets carted off at a position that is already weak.
Mm.
He only gets thinner. How do we scramble now? So good news for the depth chart.
Right. Just quickly going through the list of other absentees or slash rehab guys. Matthew Slater, Lee Bodden, Terrence Johnson, Gary Guyton, Torrey Holt, Ron Brace were all on the field in some capacity. Three others were not seen at all. Lockett, Kazier, Warren. Mankins, of course, continues his holdout, so he's not seen. There appeared to be a transaction. We haven't had confirmation yet from the PR department, but a number 35 who looked a lot like the old 35, Thomas Clayton, was back out there. And we did not see Darnell Stapleton, number 65, the offensive lineman. So we're trying to put two and two together, but as yet we don't have confirmation on that.
Maybe we can
that.
Check with this website and see if there's an update.
I don't know. That was a lot of Steeler stuff. Didn't look like that was updated on a daily basis.
No.
Yeah. A little lighter-hearted moment in the beginning during stretching. Sort of a hip-hop dance tune came on. Malcolm Jenkins did sort of a spontaneous little routine.
Hipped and hopped.
Yeah, and it got all the spectators. There were thousands of them there again today. They were all
he drew
grateful
a cheer.
For it.
He made some fans, you know. Some New England fan will be watching a game and see him pick off a pass against the Giants or something. Yeah, that's a guy that danced in camp. I like him.
Right. Again,
almost like a Carlton dance from Fresh Prince.
Oh, yeah.
It was arms and legs
flailing. I would go flailing.
And he was independent from his body.
Right.
Anything that I could do, not good.
So not a whole lot of other real highlight stuff to bring you because, again, the action wasn't live, so that, you know, the offense is running its patterns, the defense typically letting them run through it and get the pass completed or
today,
the run.
Today the Patriots defense really was letting them do it. Yesterday it just appeared that way.
But did anything else catch your guys' eye throughout the hour and a half that we were out there?
Paul, I'll let you go first.
I really
have nothing to add, Andy.
I didn't really see a whole lot. Punt returns, if it's of note, Edelman seemed to be the first guy, and then Brandon Tate would follow him. There are other guys that came in after. Taylor Price took some reps as well, and
Darnell Jenkins. Yep.
But it looked like Edelman first and then Brandon Tate, so I would expect to see those guys tomorrow night.
The one other thing I did notice that I thought was kind of interesting, after the team period, Brandon Spikes had a little one-on-one with Bill Belichick as they were walking back to the sideline. Matt Patricia was sort of trailing them. And then when Bill was done with him, Patricia scooped in and continued the conversation. But just the guy, the rookie, getting a lot of attention, and he's been getting a lot more reps. So it's just something that...
And maybe one of those instinctual things that Bill was letting slide, maybe it didn't look quite as good. And he
and
said,
finally,
you know what, screw your instincts, do it my way.
Maybe finally Bill had a tangible evidence of saying that this is why we need you to do it this way. And again, that's total speculation.
That's what we're good at.
It was a long talk.
One just little minor personnel type thing. Haven't noticed Thomas Williams, old friend, lining up at fullback lately. Last 2 days, Aaron Hernandez has lined up as a true fullback on true running plays as a lead blocker. Mm. So for what it's worth, I don't know if the experiment with Williams has concluded and they didn't like what they saw, or
if just
getting versatility with Hernandez. We don't need to keep Thomas Williams, whatever that may be.
Or Thomas Williams is going to be a 60-70% defensive player and we don't have time for him to play fullback.
And very, very quickly before we wrap up, any interesting
Are
quotes?
You doing it? Won't be quickly.
From afterwards, any interesting quotes that you guys got?
Lawrence Maroney said he's great. How would he assess himself? I'm great.
He said
camp.
That.
And then he smiled and said, no, I'm still working, but he's feeling good. Looking forward to Thursday. He said the toughest part of these preseason games is that they're night games, and he's ready to go out of the gates in the morning, and you got to rest all day before you get there. I also thought it was interesting, Sean Payton on the record. 15 to 18 snaps for his starters.
Oh, yeah.
Depending on how the reps go, you can see one unit into the second quarter. Then his twos will play into the third. And he was pretty definitive on how the that was going to unfold, unlike Bill Belichick, who said, you know, we'll look into that and get
yesterday.
Figure that out.
We'll see how he handles yesterday.
Right. That was Wes Welker. We'll see how he handles yesterday.
Right. So
Mayo actually called tomorrow night a measuring stick.
He did.
Did he?
Mentioned that the game would be a measuring stick tomorrow night. So
okay.
I think the players really enjoyed having another team to go against, and I think they all kind of took on Mayo's words there. I think that's how the mentality that Mayo expressed, I think in talking to a lot of players, that's how they felt.
Yeah.
It's good to have a good team on the other side, kind of a little gauge.
I'm ready for game action. I don't know about you guys.
Sam Cunningham was also in the house today as he gets prepared to
go into
the
Patriots
Hall of Fame. To be inducted into the Hall of Fame tomorrow night.
Right. So, just one other thing quickly on Mayo. In that same talk of measuring stick, he also threw the phrase out there, I'm paraphrasing a little bit here, but they're where we want to be as the defending champs. Remember when the Patriots used to always hear that? We would go into a locker room, measuring stick game, they're where we want to be.
Yep.
The shoe now on the other foot.
That's
with
right.
The Saints in town. Those are the people they want to emulate and become champions.
Reggie Bush said the same kind of thing in his post-practice interviews with the media. Anyway, tomorrow it's game time, so no podcast tomorrow. We'll be back Friday with a roster report, and then whenever the next practice for the Patriots is, could be over the weekend or
Sunday.
Into next week, most likely. So we'll be back for another podcast on Friday, the roster report, and then practice reports thereafter. So join us then.
Peace out.
Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com.